Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to find out, does a person need other people in order to feel whole and complete, or can he achieve this completeness on his own? Be with us, Tal. Please. Yeah, this is something that we're especially familiar with from relationships, that it's said that if you're looking for a spouse to make you feel whole and complete, then it's a mistake. First and foremost, you have to feel complete and whole in and of yourself and know how to fulfill yourself and not to wait for someone else to make you feel whole. And this is something that I heard many times, and I'm asking myself, is it correct? Is it possible? Can a person really be completely independent of everyone and happy in and of himself? What does the wisdom of Kabbalah have to say about this? What is a whole and complete person? Can a person in and of himself be whole and complete? Well, for this you need a definition of what does it mean to be a whole and complete person. Anyone can say what they think. I can't take the definition of what a whole and complete person is from the wisdom of Kabbalah, because there it's something really exalted. If being a whole and complete person is that I have a family and children and a wife and a job and everything, and thank God, I'm doing fine in my day-to-day life. Is this called a whole and complete person? We're not even there yet. We're talking about bachelors who are not in a relationship and they're feeling incomplete. And they're told, no, you don't have to feel this way. You have to learn how to feel complete in and of yourself, to be satisfied with who you are. To learn how to be happy without expecting for anyone else to make you feel whole and complete. You, in and of yourself, know how to be happy. Meaning, there's no point in getting married, having children. You want to be whole and complete? You can. Maybe it's good to get married and have children and everything, but not because you feel incomplete. But even before you get into a relationship with another person, don't expect for that relationship to make you whole and complete. First, feel whole and complete as you are, and from there you can build a relationship with another person. It could be in a romantic relationship or in general in any other kind of relationship with other people. What I want to find out is it correct for a person to relate to himself and to others in such a way that he doesn't need others in order to feel whole and complete? But first of all, he can feel whole and complete, and from there he can build better relationships with other people. More than a person that feels incomplete, that feels that if I'll find someone that'll complete me, then I will feel that wholeness and completeness. I don't know. It's something that the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't deal with at all. It's a completely different level, psychological level. I don't see whole and complete people in our life, neither those that get married and those that don't get married. I don't think that a person gets married and has a family in order to feel whole and complete. Maybe to the contrary, it causes him to feel disbalance and incompleteness, that maybe people can get much better along on their own, and maybe it's a matter of instinct or a certain urge or public opinion. Maybe today it's a bit less, but still it's pressuring a person, maybe because of that. I don't see this as a question. In order to be a whole and complete person, do I need others? Others? Yes. This is something that you have to learn. Exactly how. But it's not that for this I have to get married. What does it mean to be whole? So they'll help me to build my home, that I'll be better organized. They'll help me when I'm weak. What does it mean to be whole? I think that the meaning is to fulfill my desires and needs. Okay, so I, as an animal, have to fulfill myself as much as I can. And sure, I have such needs that I can fulfill only with the help of other people. So for this, I only need money. And then I'll be whole and complete, because with money I can buy anything. I buy different services, food, sex, family, honor, power, everything. So I don't need anything. I have the power of money, and it's really the equivalent of everything. A woman that's searching for a spouse for many years, and she feels that she's lacking something. It's a natural problem that she feels that in order to complete herself, she needs someone. So it's not a psychological problem, it's a natural problem. Yeah? By nature, especially in a woman, that she wants to get married, she wants to have a family, have children. It's true. So if someone tells her, you needn't feel that the fulfillment will come from someplace else, you can complete yourself. I don't think that it's so. This is how we are by nature, and we can't be stronger or smarter than nature. We can't. And so one way or another, she'll have to get married and have children and have a home and a husband. Without that, she'll feel incomplete. Meaning that we have different physical needs, emotional needs, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. These are our six original needs. And in order to feel whole, a person has to somehow fulfill them. Do we need someone else in order to fulfill all of these desires? For food, I need someone else in order to eat them. It's also a kind of dependence. Being dependent on the still, the vegetative, the animate, sex. Of course, I need someone else. No question about it. Family. I need someone with whom I can build a family, have children, obviously. These are basic, natural, what we call bodily needs. Besides that, you have emotional needs, which is money, honor, control, power, and knowledge, which is also something that I have to acquire, and this is something that I acquire by the environment. So, to meet all of our desires, we need someone else. Sure, I can't simply be a whole person. What does it mean to be whole and complete? It means that it is in my ability to fulfill what I need. So, if from nature I've received the need for food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, then I have to come out of myself and see where can I pick them? How can I fulfill myself and in what way? Otherwise, I'll feel incomplete. That something's lacking. There's something that's even kind of annoying. If we really understand how much we really need each other, it said that if you're looking for a spouse but you really show it, then it'll reject the other side. But if you're kind of hard to get, and you show that you're already whole and complete in and of yourself, then it attracts people. True, in our egoistic world, the more a person presents himself as someone whole, complete, and sure of himself, it attracts other people to him because they want to enjoy this wholeness. You're saying it's an egoistic matter. Yeah, but beneath the surface, we really need each other. Yeah, you can especially see it on women that on the outside, they show that they don't need anything, but on the inside, we as psychologists see that a woman, especially a woman, needs a family and a home. So it's interesting that this attitude, approach, developed in our culture, a kind of an attempt to disconnect ourselves from this inner dependence. No, we can't disconnect ourselves from our inner dependence. This is how we are by nature. This is something that we'll lack one way or another. I can't reach into myself and distort my nature so much that I won't want it, even though that the media and the environment and society and everything are confusing me. Food, I don't even know what I'm eating anymore. It's all distorted. Also sex with everything that's going on nowadays. And the family, no one wants it anymore. And it's all a mess. But who enjoys all of this? Who enjoys all of these confusions that we have made in our times? meaning we're already in a kind of distortion. We're distorted as individuals, as a society, so much so that we see no use from it. Wholeness and completeness, for sure not. I didn't see anyone who's whole. I want to ask about relationships. When people are already in a relationship, there we don't see wholeness either. True. Even if someone does want to reach wholeness and is willing to get married and work and have a family and everything, he finds himself in such frameworks that pressure him so much so that there's no place to run to now. And really, we don't take into consideration the pace of our development, because only now are we discovering that the relationships that we build, they're good only for a few years, in the best case scenario. And afterwards, we feel that I have nothing in common with my spouse. And what do? We're already connected. We have a home, mortgage, children, different commitments. Society is pressuring you, police and everything. What do? Meaning, in our inner development, we're not suited for those frameworks that we have determined as the correct frameworks for our current existence. And this is exactly what the claim is about. Don't expect for your spouse to make you feel whole, because after the hormones will wear off in a few years, you'll feel disappointment. Yeah, you have to say if it's correct or not. This is what I heard according to today's research, is that 2 or 3 years, this is actually the period during which spouses live together and enjoy each other. So, to summarize, you're saying that nature has created us in such a way that in order to supplement our needs, we need to have an interaction with other people. With nature, not only with other people. With nature and with other people. Still, vegetative and the animate and the people around us, that a person can't isolate himself from everyone else and feel whole. He won't be able to provide for his needs. Right, this is how nature has created us. But now you said something else, that our inner development brought us to a state that even after people build a relationship and they think that they will merit this mutual supplementation, after 2 or 3 years, it's over, in the best case scenario. So why is it this way? It's like kind of illusion, that as if another person will make me feel whole. I look for that person, we connect. I wait for that wholeness and completeness, and after some time, I'm disappointed. Why? I think that this is how it is because we need to add to our relationships in the family another deeper relationship, that this is how nature pushes us to a deeper system between spouses, so they'll be able to connect with each other in a spiritual way. And then they can all the time renew the soul that they build between them, something mutual that's deeper than the ordinary corporeal life. We haven't reached this yet. We're in a transitional phase between this corporeal life in which we're like animals to the more spiritual life of tomorrow. But we already see that according to the crisis that we're experiencing, socially wise, family wise, in our relationships between parents and children, we won't be able to survive all of this and to continue, neither in the structure of family. We won't be able to feel whole and complete. What you said is very interesting, meaning we're in a transitional phase that's leading us toward a more advanced life, where spouses, for example, will have to complete each other on a deeper level. They'll have to build a mutual soul. What exactly is that? It's very simple, in a sentence. Man and woman, as it says, divinity between them. And can you explain that? That spouses will have to connect between them so much so that they will feel that between them there is a different life, not the bodily life, not even the children, but a spiritual life that one can't be without the other. So they have to be in a special inner kind of compatibility between them. And then they will be able to complete each other eternally, meaning something that won't pass after 2 or 3 years or even less, but everyone will feel how much their soul isn't theirs, that it's only half of the soul, and that your partner completes you. And this is the exact correct connection that should be between a husband and wife, man and woman. So just to describe what's going on now in order to understand what the more developed form is, today we go into the relationship with many expectations for the other side to complete me. Now, our corporeal life to begin with is built in such a way in order not to allow us satisfaction in our mere corporeal life, so that we won't be able to feel that our spouse fulfills us the way we'd like. Right. So if today I'm expecting some kind of an emotional supplementation from my spouse, then what? How should this kind of relationship, or what should it look like? You have to get guidance and explanation. You have to understand what to demand, how to see your partner, according to what do you choose, what criteria, how do you find each other. It's not like before. Animals do it by scent, by what they feel corporeally, according to their hormones. We have to look for it not according to our hormones, even though that you as a psychologist know that this is how it works in us, in a hidden way. But we have to start seeing our internal connection. And how do they actually supplement each other on the inner level? That we have a common goal that's higher, more exalted than our life. Because again, in our life, we enjoy each other for a short period of time. Even if we have children and take care of them and everything, it all becomes routine, and then there's the question of, what do I need it all for? If I could, I'd run away. So suppose a person will really give them freedom, that they can leave this commitment to their family and children. And what does a person get as a result? Again and again, it'll repeat itself. If he'll do the same actions. But we have to teach people how to discover the soul, the eternal part in life. And this is possible only on condition that a person is with their correct spouse. So why do we need someone else in order to discover our soul? Because working on finding the soul is something that's above the ego. And then, in case that we're searching for how to reach our soul supplementation, we have to work against our ego, then we have different strifes, quarrels. We have very deep scrutinies. And what follows is that only after hard work that we do between us, where we help each other, do we every time reach another supplementation and another one, and the supplementation is such that it can only be in making concessions toward one another, where we connect through mutual concessions and that as a result of these concessions in us, there is an empty space left where we actually exist together, and we discover that empty space in which we exist together as a result of the concessions, which isn't mine or yours. And specifically because of the concessions, we reach a state where we form a place for the revelation of the upper force, for a true spiritual life where we connect as one. Not as a man or a woman, but that there is the divinity between us, in which we connect. What kind of feeling is it where we feel the creator or divinity between us? It's a feeling of wholeness. You want to talk about a whole and complete person? Then a person can't be whole and complete without having a spouse. Neither a man nor a woman. And the feeling of the Shekhinah, divinity that we discover between us, what exactly is this feeling? What is Shekhinah, divinity? Shekhinah means that there is such a network of connections between us, that there is a field, that in this field we discover the upper force that dwells among us in this field. And we connect with the upper force. Otherwise, we can't connect. Emotionally wise, what is that? It's something mutual between us that's so deep, so internal, that each of us loses his sense of self, and each of us is inside the other, and both connect into a third kind of reality, which is the Creator that dwells among us. And this is how we dissolve in Him. You said that we have to choose a spouse with which we can build something like that. Well, this is ideally. If we reach a generation that understands, that will be able to teach people before they get married, what does it mean to get married? In Jewish weddings, there is something called chupa and kiddushin. So what are these symbols? And anyone who wants to do it can? Yes. Nowadays, you can teach it to anyone, but still, it demands a time of preparation. So suppose two people that are searching for this inner kind of connection, they can find many people that suit them, that also want to find it. Yeah, it all depends on the preparation that no one has. And according to the preparation, we start saying, actually, it's not that important for us to see who to connect with this woman or that woman. I'm going to connect and build my family, my spiritual family. What is important? What's important is the extent to which we understand each other. What do we want? What do we consider as a whole and complete person? What kind of preparation did we get? And how much are we willing to sacrifice for it? A whole and complete person, what is that, the way you see it? It means that a man and a woman together build a whole and complete person. As it says that the Creator has created one man, and then they became two. This is already after the so-called sin. It's the beginning of the shattering. And by the correction, we have to reach the image of that one whole and complete man, Adam in Hebrew. Unfortunately, our time's almost up. What we wanted to find out is, in order to become a whole and complete person, does a person need someone else? And the answer is, yes. It's a must. A person needs teachers and society. Society and friends. In short, a person really needs a big society, and this is why we exist the way that we do, in order to finally achieve wholeness and completion. And this feeling of wholeness and completion, if I understand correctly, you're saying that life's advancing us to a new place, that the wholeness that maybe satisfied us in previous generations no longer works. 2-3 years and it's over. Therefore, all ties fall apart nowadays because we've developed a state where we truly have to achieve the realization of the whole and complete man, Adam in Hebrew. And it wasn't this way before. Before that, it was an ordinary corporeal life. I know that I get married to someone. I go to work. She's at home taking care of the children. I bring money. I bring food. She takes care of our home. This is how life was, meaning life on the animate level. And in tomorrow's world, which is already starting today, it's going to be the very opposite, that they will build something out of themselves, not a mutual home or an oven with food in it or children or whatever. What then? They'll have an inner spiritual connection, a mutual inner spiritual connection, which will be called a family. And this will be called a whole and complete person. And each one of them on their own is half a body. Who fulfills my needs in this connection? I or my spouse? The two of you? Has to be. Man and woman, divinity between them. Both of them have to work at it. We have to teach men and women, everyone, from a young age. What is a person born for? In order to also use the corporeal life, in order to realize oneself spiritually. So we take care of each other's needs, fulfillment, wholeness, completeness. Yes, we have to realize it in our life here in this world. Last question. What is a spiritual life? That we, between us, discover the upper force and we live together with Him. And who or what is the upper force? The Creator, the one that created us, and then we feel ourselves whole and complete. For now. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.